Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Opportunity to go back to Soldier Field where you got great fans.
They love you there,
personally,
by the way.
I've had a lot of success playing there over the years. I have a lot of love for the city. I can't say I have a lot of love for the team just because they were our rivals for so long, but it's a great organization. It's one of those cornerstone organizations. You know, Bears been around forever. It was always Big Chicago against Little Green Bay. And there wasn't a lot of love lost between the two cities, so that's an exciting one.
Aaron Rodgers, did you hear the respect that he was paying right there to the old Chicago Bears? You know why? Because he loves playing there, because he usually wins. That's how that goes. This is Rahimi, Harrison, Grody, Layla, Mark have the day off. Clay Harbor from CHSN's Big Pro Football Show, also a former NFL tight end, joins us in studio in their stead. I'm Marshall Harris, and we are talking about Aaron Rodgers and the fact that, well, he's got a fractured wrist, but maybe he will still play on Sunday. Mike Tomlin talked a little bit about it, saying that he might be good to go. But, Clay, people play hurt every day, but can you play injured? Is this an injury or is this playing hurt? What would you call this? Non-throwing wrist.
This is a tough one, but I really loved a segment on the Spiegel and Holmes show yesterday where you heard Kurt Warner talk about the injuries he's played with. I thought that was very intriguing and insightful, and something like maybe we'll listen to today at
some
point.
Oh, we're going to listen to it right now.
All right, let's do it.
Let's listen to Kurt Warner on Spiegel and Holmes yesterday talking about playing hurt.
Aaron Rodgers with a fractured wrist, no surgery. He may try to play. Have you ever played quarterback with a severely damaged left hand, left wrist? How possible is it for Aaron to play?
Yeah, I've played with broken bones in both hands and, you know, whatever. Played with a dislocated left elbow where I had to actually hand off, every handoff with my right hand. I think it's more than feasibly possible to have an injury on your left hand or arm and play quarterback in the NFL. There's some challenges that could come with it, because, like, do they cast it up? You know, can he hold the football to hand off in that direction? Does he have to do some different things there? But I think it's, you know, it's one of those. As long as it's not going to get worse for Aaron Rodgers, I think there would be a huge, huge chance that he plays with it being to his offhand.
Again, that's Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes yesterday, and I found that very intriguing because he makes it sound like it's strictly a pain tolerance thing, because he's talking about playing with broken everything, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's talking about, yes, the handoffs, taking the snaps are something that's going to be an issue. You got to take the snap with that broken wrist, because that's usually how the quarterbacks do it. Maybe you switch that up. Here's the other thing. When you're going to the left, usually you hand the ball off with your left hand. Kurt Warner was talking about he had to play the whole game handing the ball off with his right hand. So it's basically like a reverse handoff. How does that look in practice? Can you get a couple reps of moving to your right and handing the ball off with your right hand, which you typically don't do? It throws off somebody's handoff. So it makes things difficult and different. And is Aaron Rodgers at this level having to play like that worth the risk? Or should you go with a guy like Mason Rudolph, who has some history in this system? I mean, look at some of the numbers, Marshall. Yes, the Steelers are 12th in points per game, which is solid. You're in the top, 12 teams in the NFL in points per game, but they're 28th in total yards. They've gotten some turnovers. They got the second best turnover per game margin in the NFL. You know who the best is, right?
That would be the Chicago Bears,
by a wide margin. So they're turning the ball over too. That's helping them to score some points. It's not like Aaron Rodgers is just getting the ball down the field like that old Aaron Rodgers that we used to know with the discount double check. So it's going to come to Mike Tomlin. Does he think that this little bit of a stunted Aaron Rodgers is going to give him a better chance to win? Because you know Aaron Rodgers is going to want to play than Mason Rudolph.
It seems like it's going to be an interesting conversation between the head coach and the starting quarterback. 312-644-6767. We're taking your calls back to the phone lines in just a moment. But first, that question that we asked, is this Steelers team Bears defensive coordinator Dennis Allen's biggest challenge? I think it is. If you go up and down the schedule, outside of the Detroit Lions game, and we know this team is very different than what they were in week two when they got blown out by the Lions, I think this is a unique challenge for Dennis Allen because of what Aaron Rodgers brings in terms of experience. And let's be honest, the Steelers do have some weapons there. And especially, you talk about tight ends, they've got their own tight ends, they've got a nice running game. Dennis Allen's got to figure out a way, if Aaron Rodgers does play, to actually get to him because he gets rid of the ball in 2.5 seconds per average.
Yeah, DK Metcalf is a guy that obviously we've seen what he's done over his career. He's playing at a high level, maybe not the best year he's ever had, but he's still getting things done. He's still got 551 yards. He's still got 5 touchdowns. He's still got a great pass rating when targeted. They got a tight end they've been getting the ball to a lot recently. I don't know if you saw the highlights.
I did see
from
the
Darnell Washington
running over, through, stiff arm, whatever you want. He'll give it to you.
He looks like a college kid playing against middle schoolers. I mean, this guy, if you get him the ball, you got to tackle him. The Bears have not been great about tackling. I think Jaylen Warren, their running game isn't great. It's ranked 30th in the league right now. But what you've seen lately is Jaylen Warren is coming on. Kenny Gainwell had a big game last week, albeit that was against the Cincinnati Bengals, who are not good at stopping the run. We in Chicago know that very well. We remember beating them by a score of 50, a lot. But they do have some weapons. They have a decent offensive line. Broderick Jones is playing better. Isaac Ciaramulo is playing better. Zach Frazier is just a dog. He's a mean, nasty guy. So they can get some movement.
So the question is, can Dennis Allen, with this personnel, get to the quarterback? We're waiting to see what happens today at practice. Who's available? Who's not? Who's questionable at the end of the week? Who's probable? Who's going to play? Can Dennis Allen, what we saw out there last week, get to Aaron Rodgers or even Mason Rudolph?
I don't think you can get to Aaron Rodgers. He gets the ball too quick, and your pass rush has been lacking. Montez Sweat has been picking it up a little bit, but his get-off isn't quick enough to get to a guy that's throwing the ball in less than 2.5 seconds. Austin Booker, he came out the gates fast. He was my camp crush, training camp. I'm watching him and saying, this guy has a plethora of pass moves. Last couple weeks, he hasn't really been getting any pass rush, obviously. Grady Jarrett had a solid game last week. He finally got some pressure. Jervon Dexter's a guy that can get some pressure from the inside. Big Bell's mostly there for run stuffing. But this D-line, if I wanted to point to one group and say, I need one group to improve for everybody to collectively step up, if you're going to moving forward be a team that makes the playoffs, makes this run, and maybe even wins a game in the playoffs, it's got to be that defensive line.
All right, so Montez Sweat, the call is out to you, Austin Booker, and the rest. Let's go back to those phone lines as we promised, 312-644-6767.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Let's go to Michael on the South Side. Michael, you're on with Clay Harbor and Marshall Harris on 670 The Score.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Fantastic, but I'm going to say it like this. I do not want to play Aaron Rodgers 100%. Little my thunder got stolen right there with the defensive line not producing any type of pressure on the quarterbacks lately. So I'm going to say our defense has been good. I have seen really good defenses that the Bears have put out against Aaron Rodgers. Seems like the last 15 years he's been terrorizing us. And he's not going to sit back in the pocket and throw these deep bombs. He'll take a shot here and there, but where he has killed us for many years is against the blitz. When we try to bring an extra corner back now with this Dennis Ellis defense, he's going to be just checking it down, doing the little three-second pop-out passes, and those are what's going to kill us. So Aaron Rodgers may not be who he was, but accurate in those little 5-10-yard passes that he usually hits, that's what's going to hurt us. So I would rather pay the backup.
All right, Michael, we appreciate the call. Clay, here's my thing with Aaron Rodgers. I know he's older now, so it's been several years since he won the multiple MVPs, which he has, and obviously he's still not going to go to the Hall of Fame for a few more years, but I think he's closer to MVP level than retired level. And I'll say this, he's the kind of guy that if you just give him some plasticware, he'll still find a way to carve you up.
Here's the thing, Aaron Rodgers these days gets really uncomfortable when you can get pressure on him. How many times did the Bears sack J.J. McCarthy last week? None.
Yeah.
Zero. Zero. Obviously, he didn't have a great game because he's J.J. McCarthy. A bunch of drops, some errant throws. But if you give Aaron Rodgers all that time, that's when he's comfortable. That's when he turns back the clock a couple years and he's back to Aaron Rodgers with the discount double check in the IONU Chicago. I'm not confident in this defensive line group that you can get pressure without blitzing. And Aaron Rodgers, one of the things he's had success at this year, top 10 in the league against the blitz. So you don't want to blitz him because he's seen all these things. He's seen all these blitzes. Dennis Allen can do a good job of confusing some young quarterbacks, confusing some young teams. He's not going to confuse Aaron Rodgers. 21 years this guy's been playing quarterback in the NFL level. When you were 21 years old, you were in your mother's basement. This guy's been playing 21 years of NFL football. You can't blitz him. He's too good at getting the ball out quick and seeing where the weak point is in the defense when you do blitz.
So that's Clay Harbor from CHSN's The Big Pro Football Show, the former NFL tight end. In with us is Layla and Mark have the day off. I'm Marshall Harris. We're taking your phone calls right now, 312-644-6767. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Brett in Peoria. Brett, you're on with 670 The Score, Raheemy Harris and Grody. What's up?
Morning, fellas. The way I see it is if the Bears were 3-7 and not 7-3, I'd care more about seeing Aaron Rodgers, but I don't care who plays. It's about winning now. It's not even about revenge or whatever. I don't care if they laced Mike Tomczak back up. I don't care. it's about winning now. Thanks, fellas.
I appreciate it, Brett. And really, Clay, I think a lot more people are starting to come around. They had that initial emotional reaction of, no, I want to see Aaron Rodgers out there. We're 7-3. We can beat him down. To the, you know what? An eighth win sounds good by any means necessary.
When you're at this point in the season, yes, okay, I know Chicago, we have a history with this man, Aaron Rodgers, but he's 25-5 against the Bears. He's 12 of his last 13 against the Bears. If he doesn't play, good. If he does play, fine. But once again, your probabilities to get the wins increase. When you're in a playoff run, a hunt, somehow you're in the playoffs right now, but they're still giving you all the analytics, are still giving you a coin flip chance to make the playoffs because your strength of schedule goes from the easiest in the entire NFL to the hardest in the NFL. You want to take a win any way you can get it.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line. I guess it's the math nerd in me coming out and just running the numbers and seeing as an actuary would, you know what? It makes more sense to make it as easy as possible to get where you want to get. And I understand you want to beat quality teams. I would like to see the Bears beat the Steelers, but if the chances of you winning go up with Aaron Rodgers sideline, I'll roll with that because I know they still have the freaking Eagles next week in Philadelphia. There will be plenty of chances to prove just how good you are, and that gives you another week of development with this offense, maybe get some people healthy on this defense, and of course, Caleb over everything. Maybe Caleb can be where you want him to be. We are about to switch gears here. Before we do that, I want to remind you, keep listening for your chance to win two tickets to Spiegel and Holmes live broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. December 4th on the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage with special guest Matt Forte. Forte will also host a signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. Here comes the switch of gears. The Cubs. Yesterday was the deadline for Shota Imanaga to accept the qualifying offer that would pay him $22 million, and he has accepted. So he'll be a Cub for another season, and the Cubs won't get that extra compensatory draft pick. Now they're stuck with that $22 million tag on Shota Imanaga, and hoping that, you know, the guy that they could not depend on to pitch in their final game of the season is ready to be a part of next year's rotation. Are we sure the Cubs were expecting Shota to actually opt in on that qualifying offer? Well, we will discuss. It's Clay Harbor, Marshall Harris. It's Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.